Today is Friday, March 16th, and this is KDLL's Econ 91.9. I'm Jay Barrett. As politicians continue the war over who should and should not be entitled to health care in America, people continue to fall ill, many with little or inadequate insurance. Despite Obamacare, many still live without. On this week's Econ 91.9, we share a profile of the Kenai Peninsula Community Health Services, which offers a wide range of services while it has grown exponentially and contributed millions of dollars to the economy over the years.
When you come to economic drivers, really healthcare is the benevolent gorilla in the corner of the room when you talk about it.
Albert Wall is the chief executive officer of Peninsula Community Health Services of Alaska. He spent 20 years in behavioral health and was an Army chaplain that served overseas. He spoke at the Industry Outlook Forum.
Benevolent because obviously we perform services that are necessary and needful for all mankind, but gorilla because we're huge. And there's a lot of money behind what happens.
Wall says Alaska has the highest health care costs in the United States.
When you look at the peninsula, we rank there up there pretty high as all the regions in the state of Alaska. So it is a huge economic driving factor for this area.
Community health centers, which are nonprofit organizations, are set up, Wall says, as service providers of last resort.
Now we see all kinds of people who come into the clinic. But we're always there for people who even cannot pay. So we have a sliding fee scale for people who can't pay, who are not resourced, who do not have insurance. But the real kind of gorilla in the corner of the room factor of this is that everybody has health needs, always. And our government is mandating some sort of health insurance now. And so there's always the financial factor that's behind what's going on with the health. So if you can identify those quality of life factors for a person and help them in that area, they tend to be more successful. And it's not 100% for everybody, but the reality is if you can help them with their health and help them with their behavioral health, usually it has a positive impact on where they're at in life as their finances and their jobs and all kinds of things.
For the calendar year 2016, the most recent year data is available, PCHS brought in a combined $12.5 million from patient billing, grants, and other revenue. It had total expenses of about $12.22 million, of which nearly $9 million was payroll.
Peninsula Community Health Center here, they bring in money from the federal government because we have a federal grant. We bring in money from the state government because we have a state grant. We bring in money from the insurance companies because they pay for care, and we bring in local money as well. So the economic impact kind of compounds over time.
The growth of the Peninsula Community Health System can be seen in the way that many aspects of healthcare have been integrated.
Community health centers are a kind of a network provider of health services. We're integrated, meaning we do all kinds of services, primary care, specialty care, dental services, behavioral health. Integration really looks at people as a whole person.
Wall said one aspect of community health that's currently costing untold millions is rampant drug abuse.
The negative economic impact is significant. The court fees and the uncovered cost of crime and the recovery fees and all of that sort of thing is just out of control in a lot of areas, the Kenai as well. And if we can get control of that and regain health in that area, it really does a lot to balance out our need of economics.
We wrap things up this week with the number 42,000. No, it's not the answer to life, the universe, and everything 1,000 times over. It's how many signatures sponsors of the controversial ballot initiative Yes for Salmon have collected, which is quite a bit more than they need to be certified to appear on the ballot later this year. Of course, there is still the problem that the state claims the ballot initiative is unconstitutional and is challenging it in court. So if the Alaska Supreme Court rules in the state's favor, Yes for Salmon won't be on the ballot. Stay tuned. And that's it for KDLL's Econ 91.9 this week. For Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.